Every human being has the potential to be a source of energy, power, and light. And like an electrical system, we have components that make up the whole. A battery, a circuit board, fuses, delicate filaments that enable us to illuminate ourselves, our space, and each other. But for the whole system to glow consistently, we need strong connections within that network. Connections to and from every part of us, mind, body, and spirit. When it comes to girls especially, when they feel whole, connected to themselves and others, they know that they matter beyond just their parts and accomplishments. And when girls know they matter, they are more likely to thrive and shine. The new season of The Connected Girl is a must-listen if you know, love, and believe in empowering girls. Once again, we hear about the forces impacting connection and disconnection in girls. AI is here to stay. How do we approach it?
I encourage everyone to really remember their voice. You know, Trudy, you had mentioned that idea of creativity is not going anywhere, and I totally agree with that. I think making sure that your voice isn't getting lost in all of this and recognizing that the tool should be separate from the actual end result. Like, your expertise is still really valuable, and don't sacrifice that for a convenience, which is really what it is.
When surrounded by constant comparisons, how do girls connect with their bodies?
We now know that body confidence affects all key areas of girls' lives. So what most people might think of when they think about body confidence might be self-esteem, for example. But we know from really robust research with girls that it affects their physical health and their mental health.
And what about their EQ?
Respect is a really complicated word in schools. And so I use the word dignity as well, of recognizing the inherent worth of someone. It's not something that's earned or lost. It's a given. Why are we telling girls that we have to go along with someone who is violating their boundaries? And the other part is, girls hear that and they think to themselves, I can't go talk to these adults. I am confused by what they are saying, which is understandable.
When your brain works differently from others, how do you find your place in the world?
That's what's so fundamental about it being a spectrum. Because again, you can have different flavors of neurodiversities, you know, swapping and changing. You might have a diagnosis of dyslexia, but that doesn't mean there's going to be aspects of, you know, ADHD that you might be experiencing. It's not a zero-sum game.
We also delve into the idea of mattering, meaning, and why spirituality is a grounding influence.
I went in search of the kids who were doing well despite the pressure in their environment. I wanted to know what, if anything, they had in common. It boiled down to this: the kids who were doing well despite the pressure felt like they mattered for who they were deep at their core, away from their achievements and successes.
Every child has an innate, inborn, biologically based body, mind, and soul need, hunger for spiritual life.
Don't miss any episodes. Subscribe to The Connected Girl on the podcast channel On Educating Girls, produced by the International Coalition of Girls' Schools. Thanks for listening. It's important to the girls in your lives that you do.